It's time for Money for Lunch, where we feed your brain and your business with supersized portions of business and financial news. Now your host, Bert Martinez.
Welcome to Money for Lunch. Super excited to have you here. We're going to have, I think, one of the best shows ever. Why? Because Tom Hopkins is in the house, so to speak. And, you know, I have had the pleasure of getting to know Tom over the last couple of years. And, you know, I'm sure that a lot of you guys have heard him speak, or maybe you've listened to his audios, or maybe you listen to him here on the show and you wonder, is this guy as nice as he sounds, right? Is he just, you know, or is that his professional persona, right? And I can tell you from hanging around the guy, he is just an easygoing, funny guy. You know, he enjoys people. He enjoys hosting parties. He enjoys a good time, as we all do. But he's a fun guy to be around. In fact, not too long ago, I guess it's been a couple of years, we were at his house, and he was showing us the cork trick. So, you know what? If you go to my YouTube channel, that's youtube.com/Bert J. Martinez, I actually show the video there of Tom showing me how to do this cork trick, and it's a lot of fun. And anyway, it's it was fun because he was so excited about it, right? And we both had a lot of fun doing it, and it was just an awesome time. And, you know, Tom carries the standard as a master sales trainer and is recognized as the world's leading authority on selling techniques and salesmanship. Over 5 million people on 5 continents have attended Tom's high-energy live seminars. And Tom personally conducts 30-plus seminars each year, traveling throughout the world. He's the author of 18 books, including How to Master the Art of Selling, which has sold over 1.6 million copies. 1.6 million copies. His latest book is titled When Buyers Say No. And let me tell you, all of your buyers initially say no. But where does your money come from? From the buyers that say no. So doesn't it make sense that this book, When Buyers Say No, should be part of your arsenal? I mean, How to Master the Art of Selling should be one of your tools. When Buyers Say No should be at least one of your other tools, right? And I'm telling you, When Buyers Say No, that is the book that will help your salespeople, I think, the most. Anyway, Buyers Say No, it's available on Amazon and is receiving phenomenal acclaim from sales managers, sales professionals, sales owners globally as well. Tom Hopkins, welcome back to Money for Lunch. No, we're having some technical difficulties. I don't know what's going on. But, you know, that's the problem when you do a live show, is that you have these little technical glitches that, unfortunately, we can't do anything about. So let's see if we can get him back and make it happen, man. Let's see. He's going to try again. But that's the brilliance of doing a live show, is that you cannot make up for these little technical glitches, right? So bear with us as we get Tom back on the show here. And let's, you know what, while we're waiting for Tom, we're going to take a quick commercial break.
The Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Super Conference is coming to Dallas, Texas, February 16, 17, and 18 in 2018. If you know of a better way to get the latest insider knowledge about crypto, to hear directly from the top minds in this field, to interact personally with 800 fellow crypto lovers, hodlers, investors, miners, traders, developers, and founders, then I'd like to hear about it. If you don't, then you don't want to miss out. Register today for the Bitcoin, Ethereum, and Blockchain Super Conference. Go to BitcoinSuperConference.com and register today as a super early bird to get the lowest rates on tickets and hotel rooms. That's BitcoinSuperConference.com.
You know, Tom was able to call back, and so let's get the party started. Again, Tom Hopkins, welcome back to Money for Lunch.
Well, thank you, Bert. Good to be with you and your fine listeners.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, I'm excited. Not only, you know, we enter the football season, but for at least for me, one of the reasons I get so excited about football is because it means that our weather is cooling off, and instead of living in the 110 degree weather, we're down into the very comfortable 85, 90 degrees.
Yeah, I know. It's getting so super. We're going to have a great winter.
Absolutely. Hey, so you know what? I wanted to talk to you about this because, you know, as a sales professional myself, as a business owner, and I'm sure you've heard this too, that, you know, that people will sometimes say something like, everybody is selling something, right? And at times, you know, sometimes these comments or these phrases are delivered in kind of a derogatory manner. But I'd love to get your take on it and kind of let me hear you what you think when, you know, you hear we're all selling something or, you know, everybody's selling something. Talk about this.
Well, first of all, you know, many people have a negative outlook on the term selling because for some people that haven't explored the entire subject, it comes across as, hey, we're pushing someone into something, we're browbeating or being too aggressive. And so the first thing you have to, I think, kind of understand is that selling, in my opinion, is communicating properly to where you can effectively help someone agree with you. And if you think about that definition, and there's many of them, communicating effectively is the beginning to where you're saying and doing the right things, to where the person relaxes, opens up their mind, and says, you know, I will listen to what he has to say, and then, of course, if it makes sense, I'll go ahead and either invest the money or make the decision. But if you analyze this thing selling, and think about what I'm talking about, communicating effectively and helping people go along with you, you know, with our loved ones. When I meet a man and woman who has a teenager or even a young adult who is doing the right thing, who has got a good work ethic and is doing well, in a way, if we analyze their past, they have been selling that child through their communication skills. I think a lot of people who get promoted on jobs, they in a way are selling their skills to the person above them so that they're chosen. So if you think about that, and of course I also feel good employers are selling their employees on not only being loyal to the company, but wanting to do a good job so the company prospers and, you know, stays in business and so forth. So
right.
This, again, has always been my belief.
Well, you know what? And the other thing that you brought up in that setting of a family, you know, you can't even start a family unless you've been able to sell your spouse, if you will, your loved one, your wife, that, you know, that you're a good person to marry, right? I mean, that to me is typically a long-term sales cycle, if you will. I mean, but it's true. It's a situation where you are selling that woman that, first of all, you're okay to go out on a date with, and then that you're okay to go on a second date with, and so on, and maybe have a relationship, and then from there, you know, eventually marry. And that to me is you know, again, this is effective communication and being persuasive. Engagements, proposals, if you will, where you hear the guy saying, you know what, I'm going to make you the happiest woman. I'm going to work so hard to give you everything you need and to make you happy and to provide for you. And of course, that is nothing more than selling.
Yeah, so true. And of course, I feel if a person opens their mind up to this basic concept, they will understand that selling in a way is the opposite of what most people think. Most people think you have to talk and tell, where the great people in sales ask and listen, and they're masters of asking the right questions, and they're very communicative as far as, you know, really learning how to explore how we can agree, how we can get along with each other. And you're right. I think marriage is a sales position for both husband and wife. And in today's world, you have to work on that as hard as you would closing a transaction, a sale, and keeping it together till, you know, the final closing of it. So it's interesting, but this is such a truth I've tried to live with all my life.
Absolutely, absolutely. You know, and not to continue to go down this family road here, but how many of us had dealt with a toddler who wouldn't take no for an answer? And he may not be, you know, that toddler may not be very, quote, sophisticated or persuasive, but they're sitting there and they make their case. And that toddler, a lot of times, will get their way because of their persistence, right? And so, like you, I do believe that most, you know, that all of us are selling something all of the time, whether we know it or not. I mean, that is it.
Well, and, you know, if you analyze that one little subject, the toddler, kids at 2 or 3 years of age, once they learn to say the word why, they end up doing so well getting what they want, because mom and dad will say, no, you can't have that. And they ask one question, one word, why? And, of course, they'll ask it again, why? And they'll wear the parent down to where the parent says, oh, all right, we'll get it. So there's a cute little example of, you know, getting to the yes after you hear a no by asking a question, which can be as simple as one word, why?
Absolutely, yeah. And I think that is a great example. And, you know, not only is that a cute lesson, but I think there's a lesson there for anybody, you know, why? You know, I think it's okay for salespeople to ask that question. I think it's okay for customers to ask that question. And I also want to point out something that you said that a lot of people gloss over, and that is how important it is to listen. And I think that when I have come across a real powerful, persuasive individual, they have the ability to listen, and their ability to listen is what engages them to you, or you to them, whatever.
Yeah, definitely. And again, I think that's so glad that we hit that little analogy, but if everybody listening would say, when I'm tempted to talk and tell, how can I get my way by asking and listening, can be such a formidable, beautiful thing that they can start practicing. And again, I found over the years that whoever's talking is only learning what they already know. Whoever's
right.
listening is learning what they need to know to help further the discussion and also get the agreement of the other person.
Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely. You know what? And again, as you started out the show, I want to go back to that, because a lot of people do have this weird connotation. And selling, again, for people who care about their customers, it's not about cramming some service or product that they don't need down their customer's throat. You know, there's a old adage out there that everybody's probably heard is, man, that guy is so slick, he can sell ice to an Eskimo. And, you know, when you analyze that, you really wouldn't want that kind of salesperson working for you, because an Eskimo probably doesn't need ice. So you want somebody who is going to take care of their customer, get and show them how their product is going to be a real benefit to them and why they need the product, not just sell them something that they don't need.
Yeah, definitely. I've had people say to me, Tom, I bet you could sell anything. And I said, no, I did so well in real estate because I totally believed in my 8 years I was helping a lot of families, and I loved helping them own a home, but I could not sell anything that I didn't burn with a passion for and believe that it's great for the buyer. And I've had people say, where can I make the most money in sales? And I always say to them, don't look at it like that. Find something you love and have a passion for and that you know is good for your buyer, and your income will come to you because you're doing the right thing.
Absolutely. And here's what's so funny. You know that there's going to be somebody listening right now that just they don't get that. And I know when I was young and dumb, one of the things that I set out to do was to make money. And I chased money. And of course, anybody in business, any kind of sales professional, yes, you want to make money. There's nothing wrong with making money. But it's how you make that money. And if you're doing something that you love and you believe in, it makes it so much more easier, so much more fun. And I'll give you an example. When I truly believe in a product, Tom, I don't mind contacting that client over and over again. I don't mind trying to be persuasive. I don't mind dealing with the rebuttals or the objections. I don't feel awkward showing them why this product is really going to help them with their problem. Now, when I was younger, I went from one sales position to the other because I was fascinated by making more money. And it took me a long time, or longer than it should have, to realize that the money follows the passion. And so, again, if you find something that you love to do, the money will come there.
Oh, so true. Wayne Gretzky told me that when I played golf with him. He said, Tom, the reason I've done well in hockey is I have a passion for all aspects of the sport, a passion for practice, passion for winning, passion for losing. So that's really the man that taught me the P word, that you got to get passionate about what you do. And if you do, it's hard for people to say no if what you're doing is the right thing.
Absolutely. Because, you know, here's what's so funny, and a lot of people sometimes don't get this, and this is what really started changing my life. I met a gentleman named Wayne Huizenga, and Wayne Huizenga was a multimillionaire in the trash waste management industry. And you don't think of trash haulers as being rich or millionaires or, you know, having a lifestyle that you would dream of. But this gentleman, because he was passionate about trash hauling, he had built a small empire. And for those, you know, and so it took him, I think it was 25 years, I'm sorry, to sell that trash hauling business for a couple of billion dollars. What's interesting is later on, he took on Blockbuster Video, and it only took him 12 years, half the time, took him 12 years to sell that for a couple of billion dollars. And so, but again, he was passionate about videos. He was passionate about entertainment. And here's a guy that most people would look down on when they heard what he did. Of course, he didn't care, and he was passionate. He just loved what he did. He wanted his customers to have a good experience. He wanted his employees to have a good experience. So you can be successful in whatever endeavor you're passionate about. Now, here's the other thing, and I want to get your opinion on this, Tom, is sometimes, you know, the money isn't instantaneous. And I'll give you an example is, you know, you might be somebody who might be passionate about singing, and of course, there's a gazillion people out there, and so you might sing for 5 or 10 or 15 years before the success really comes your way at the level that you can make a living at. But what the benefit is, during those 5 or 10 or 15 years, you were still engaged in something that you love to do.
Well, and you know what's so funny you say that is when I decided to leave real estate and go into the seminar business and writing books, my first 3 years, I would do seminars for absolutely nothing. I charged them my expenses to get to their office, but I didn't charge a fee because I knew that I had to earn the right and learn really how to be great. And I think many singers, as an example, they may have to do stuff and sing and record, and all of a sudden, hopefully, one song hits that opens the door for their fame and fortune. So you're so right. Patience is another important P word, where you have to be patient, you have to stay focused, and realize that success might take a little longer than you'd like, but just don't give up. Never quit.
Absolutely. Hey, I want to talk about this because we haven't talked about it in a while, and that is your latest best-selling book, When Buyers Say No. What was the catalyst? What was the motivation behind When Buyers Say No? Why did you write that?
Well, I have always believed that selling doesn't really start until the two-letter word N-O comes up. Before the word no, it's all information, education, motivation. But then when you try to make an attempt to have them say yes, and then they say no, that's when the art of selling really kicks in. So luckily, my co-author, Ben Cott, approached me. He says, I've taken and created the Circle of Persuasion selling approach, and I read what he had written. I said, man, I love this. And the whole strategy is you can't really make a sale till you get a no, but once you do, you must know exactly where to take the no into a yes. And so that was my catalyst of saying, I'm going to bend and give people everything to say and do to turn almost any no they'll ever hear into a yes. And I think the reason the book has done so well is many people are saying, my gosh, I didn't realize that I can't get a yes until I get a no, but when I get a no, I got to learn how to turn it into a yes, and Tom's given us this formula. So it's just been exciting to have people love this new book.
Absolutely. And again, I said this in the very beginning of the show, that the reality is, again, whether you're a housewife or a CEO or a salesperson, you're going to get no more often than not. It's just the first thing that I think that we as humans are trained to do. No.
Yeah, exactly. When money is involved, the no has to come before the yes. And, you know, one of my favorite books that I've written of the 18 is it's called Low Profile Selling, which is a softer, gentle approach to the art of selling. And it's one of my favorites only because, as you mentioned in the beginning, you don't have to be a pushy, overbearing person. You can have warmth, love, caring for people. And if they feel that you care more about them than making a sale, that's when all the sales are made.
Absolutely. And let me tell you, I don't think I've ever told you the story, but a long time ago, when I say a long time ago, for me, that would have been going on 12, maybe 15 years. I had a client, and they sold advertising, and their salespeople were stuck. They kept complaining about their prices being too high and how the competitor, they were losing to the competitor because their prices was too high. And I was inspired by, How to Master the Art of Selling, which covers the whole price myth thing in there. And so I got permission from the president of the company. And I said, okay, you know, now I want – today you're able to call all of your prospects and offer them free advertising. And let's look at the results. So they – sure enough, they spent 2 or 3 hours telemarketing trying to give away advertising. And when I say give away, this was not a newspaper that was not established. By this time, this newspaper was 20 years old. It had a standing in the marketplace. People recognized the name. Well, interestingly enough, they got as many objections for the free advertising than they did when they were just trying to schedule a regular appointment. And the whole exercise was the fact that the reason you're getting all this objection is because you haven't earned their trust. And, you know, it doesn't matter whether you're giving it away for free or charging. When people don't trust you, they don't buy from you.
Well, you know, that's been the foundation of my teaching is if people like and trust you, they'll want to listen to you. So building the trust in any relationship is paramount as a foundation of a successful relationship and thus making more sales.
Absolutely. It's an amazing thing. Ultimately, I think that is what we're selling, right? Is trust. And, you know, when you trust your professional, your tax professional, your legal professional, your domestic professional, if you will, when you trust that person, you don't mind paying what they're asking for. My wife, her hairdresser moved out of state. And so my wife is flying out of her way. She's going to stop. They moved to Las Vegas. And so my wife is going to fly to Las Vegas, stay there for a few hours, get her hair done, and then fly to her final destination. That's how important your trust is to people.
Exactly. You're right on, man.
It's just amazing, and I think people just get confused and they looking for a shortcut, and I don't think there is one. And so I've had a lot of fun talking about this today, Tom, and I think that it's okay that we're all out there selling something. Maybe it's an idea. Maybe it is a service or a product, or maybe, as you said, trying to get our kids to behave a certain way or get our girls to marry us. We're always selling something. The question is, are you doing it, you know, I guess, how did you say it, with good skills? Are you listening? Are you keeping the other person in mind? Are you doing the best that's for them? What did I miss?
Yeah, so right. So good. And, you know, one thing, too, I wanted to let your listeners know that many of the people that might be listening are just getting started and they need some help. Mm. And so we at Tom Hopkins have a thing called the free resource page, where if they went to our website, tomhopkins.com, and went to the free resource page, they can get some of these things for no cost that will help them start building their business. So because our company is designed to help people in the field of sales, because selling is the foundation of the free enterprise, our capitalist system. And if they do better, the company does better, the country does better, then we're all doing the right thing for the right purpose.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what? They can, again, go to tomhopkins.com. You can go there. There's a lot of free resources. And real quick, Tom, at the beginning of the show, I was talking about some of the events that you put on. Any seminars coming up anytime soon?
Well, we'll have our two-day high-intensity closing course, but we haven't set the date, but we're going to do one in the east. We just did one in the west. And if the folks go to our website, they'll see all of our seminar dates and locations. And hopefully we can have them come live and enjoy an in-person presentation, which is my favorite, of course. So hopefully that can happen.
Absolutely. And I'm going to put the link here on the show notes. So if somebody is watching this later on or listening to this later on their, their mobile device or on your desktop, you can click on the link. And it's tomhopkins.com/free_resources. And that's the free resource page. I'll put that in the show notes. You guys can access it there. And you can just go there to tomhopkins.com. You can subscribe. You can stay up to date on what's happening, what's working now. And it's so important. If you own your business, if you're just getting started in your business, or maybe you're getting started in a career of selling, you know, there's just nothing more important than knowing how to be persuasive, knowing how to listen, knowing how to effectively communicate so your idea gets heard. And go to tomhopkins.com. There's a bunch of stuff there that'll help you do that. Anything else, Tom?
No, I just am always happy to visit with you and your listeners. And again, we're watching that football season, my friend, and we'll look so forward to having you and your wife come watch Super Bowl when we get ready for the big game. So, hey, take care, buddy. We'll talk soon.
All righty. Good stuff there from Tom Hopkins. The master salesman globally. I think, and I say this a lot, and I mean it sincerely, that Tom is the guy who launched the career or careers of thousands of people. Grant Cardone says it was Tom that launched his career. There's another guy, up-and-coming guy named Jeremy Miner, praises Tom's work all the time. Brian Tracy praises Tom all the time. It's just one of those things. Tom is responsible for launching the whole sales training industry, or at least reviving it, because Tom himself was able to be the number one sales real estate salesperson in the country because of what he learned from his mentors and his teachers. And so it's always good to be able to do that. My friends, I'm so excited that you stopped by. And again, check out the show notes if you want to find out the free resource for Tom Hopkins. You can go to tomhopkins.com/free_resource. You'll find it there. And I look forward to getting more comments from you guys, more show suggestions, guest suggestions. Let's make it happen. This show is for you guys as well. And as always, my friends, remember, you were created to succeed.
Tune in Monday through Friday here on Money for Lunch. And check out our website at moneyforlunch.com.